So, pausing only to remember the exact protocol for introducing a guest, because these things are important, apparently. Please welcome Grace Petrie.
Come November, we remember all our fallen dead of war. Be grateful for their sacrifice and all they suffered for. And our politicians gather in their formal wear to mourn the tragedy of war alongside Tony Blair. Well, the latest crime of Jeremy was not to genuflect, quite deep or low or far enough to show proper respect. But I don't think he'd have satisfied the Sun or Telegraph if he'd army crawled through poppies to get to the cenotaph. Because the man's a bloody communist, the man's a bloody trot. This shallow bow agenda is another Marxist plot from a man possessed by bringing shame on memories of... what? Lest we forget the point of all of it, they already forgot. In these dark times, Corbyn can take comfort in the thought of his Labour Party colleagues and their unfailing support as they organise against him and the millions he stands for. They've had such fun losing elections that they want to lose some more. Because the man's a bloody pacifist, as if that's an affront, and they'll fight him on the beaches, the back benches and the front. If they'd fought the Tories half as hard, I think they would have won. And if only I could find a decent rhyme for Tristram Hunt. War! What is it good for? It's good for publicity as long as there's points to score. Thank you.